T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Craig Riley with you today. Something just happened that happens maybe once a year in professional sports. A big story happens and no one sees it coming. How often, and I don't mean an ancillary kind of aggregate type move, how often does a legit bombshell happen and the team tells you about it first? Can you think of many times that's happened, Chris?
That was my first reaction to this. I tweeted as much. It's just, it's not very often in the day and age of insiders, of teams. I mean, we know most of the time that when these insiders, the big-time insiders, get stuff, they're getting it straight from a team. We just talked about Bob Labriola yesterday. If he writes something, that means the Steelers probably think it. Like, that's how stuff gets out, like, via sort of those channels. I honestly can't remember. I was trying to think to myself, when was the last time, not like some tragic story, right, that nobody would predict. I'm talking about a sports-related, like a, you know, a guy resigns or is fired or whatever. How often does it really happen? And I can't even remember the last time I was genuinely flabbergasted, floored, blindsided, whatever you want to call it, did not have this on. Not only was this not on the radar, the thought of it being on the radar wasn't on the radar. And that's where this story fits for me. Completely out of the blue and a shock.
And everyone,
I think everybody's reaction is kind of reflecting that.
And everyone that covers the team is shocked by it. Everyone who covers the Penguins can't believe it. Like, the national hockey insiders are stunned by it. What is so puzzling to me in that way, Chris, is that Jim Rutherford is the antithesis of play it close to the vest. He's the most chatty Cathy general manager I've ever seen in my entire life. Yes.
He's a reporter's dream. He is incapable of being cagey about, like, a player he might want or what his team needs. He has come on our station and flat out, like, said, like, statements tipping his hand as to where he's going to go or what the team's going to do.
And I've heard from so many people that that's not even the half of it, that if you really are covering the Penguins or covering the NHL – and Rutherford gets to know you and trusts you, even when he takes it far with the mics on, what he says when the mic's off, incredible. He'll choreograph a lot of things he's going to do. So the fact that even, like, I could see this happening, right? Rutherford talks to a Bob McKenzie or a Pierre LeBrun or one of those guys, Darren Dreger, you know, these huge names inside hockey, and says, look, I'm thinking about retiring or stepping away from the game. I don't want you to put anything out there about it. I'm still working with the Penguins on how to handle it. But once I put it out there, you know, feel free to say or cite reasons A, B, C, and D for why I'm doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And no one's doing that. Like, you'll hear sometimes, like, when a coach gets hired, well, I didn't have enough to report it, but I heard rumblings. Like, there is none of that going on right now.
There's no rumbling. It was something that exploded into the sports consciousness of the city with no forewarning. I would argue that the Penguins have more people in this town who are pretty plugged in because they just have sort of a unique following among even media. I think a lot of, like, people here are fans of the sport and the team, and not one person. People who are entrenched in a lot of ways, right to the very top, saw it coming. I mean, I think honestly, Pony, it's pretty clear that the organization itself was blindsided by this. You know what I mean? Like, you say you hear it first from the organization and how rare that is. The only thing I've seen people trickling out and tweeting is that this was, according to the organization, completely and totally his decision. Not that they would have, like, fired him or this is a Bruce Arians retirement or resignation story, but, like, it really does sound like...
So what do you take
Ariel
that
Lemieux,
to mean?
Ron Burkle... I don't want to be, like, the reckless speculation guy in this case specifically because when something like this happens, really, regardless of the person's age, we saw it happen with Urban Meyer where he would step down suddenly, you wonder about health, do you not? So I don't want to be the guy recklessly speculating when somebody's health or their a family issue is one of the plausible explanations for something this abrupt. I have to believe it has nothing to do with hockey. I have to believe it is, but he cited personal reasons, so it's either him, his family, his health, their health, or something in that general ballpark.
Okay.
Because what else could it be, so, if that's what you're going to say?
So here's what we know right now. Pierre LeBrun said he wasn't forced out. So that, to me, implies or lets you know that everyone is unaware, or the Penguins are letting, or Rutherford's letting reporters know now, that there's not some kind of internal investigation going on. Like, I'll give you an example. Pat Chambers at Penn State. Okay, there's a bunch going on behind the scenes there with their basketball coach. He just, I'm going to resign. I'm leaving. And then you come to find out that there is an investigation into how he treated players and everything. Nothing here yet suggests anything of the sort. That's one. The second thing is now Ken Campbell from the Hockey News says it's not health related. Nothing to do with him getting sick. Nothing to do with declining health. 71 years old. It's not health-related from a very reliable
health
reporter.
Health-related for him or health-related for his family? Like, is he casting wide net over all of
okay,
it?
Okay, so this is – I'll just read the information or the reporting verbatim. Ken Campbell, I've been told by someone close to the Penguins that GM Jim Rutherford's resignation is not for health reasons. Now, you want to parse that and say there's a –
well, I mean, I would
room
imagine
for interpretation
that might be
in there.
From- Yeah, I would have imagined that might be from Rutherford himself citing what you just said, that he is plugged in and talks to all these guys. Like, someone close to the Penguins could be the man himself.
So I just now wonder what else is left. If it's not something that there's going to be this scandalous aspect to it, if it's not because he's sick, then what other reason does Jim Rutherford have to step away as the season has just dawned, it's just started? He said in the press release that the thing that jumped out to me most in the copy that the Penguins just blasted out all over, not just to people in the media but to the whole world on their Twitter and Facebook accounts, is that at the end of the statement, Rutherford says, "I know it's a little unusual to have this happen during a season, but just felt this was the right time to step away." We need to find out why this was the right time to step away. Is it hockey related? I mean, I doubt that he would. He's told reporters he felt this team could win another Stanley Cup. I know they've got defensemen dropping like flies. I don't think 7 games into a season he would change his mind on that. What else is there?
This sounds like a very implausible scenario. Could somebody possibly – I've seen people say, too, I don't know if you've seen these same tweets. I think it was more people citing the idea of could it be about his health, that he took losses very – I think Jason Mackey said he took losses very hard, even in the regular season, was like a very intense guy, also very nice guy, et cetera. Could you imagine somebody like that just plausibly feeling burnt out and having won the way he's won here, saying, you know what, I'm not going to stick around for even another minute longer.
Yeah, but that sounds like health-related.
I'm fully done. No. Just burnout doesn't mean health-related. Burnout just could mean I don't want to do this anymore. My heart's not in this anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing the heart's not in it, though, with him. From every speck of reporting or from every time he's opened his mouth and has spoken candidly about, you know, he used to get, he got so pissed at me when I asked him 7 years ago when he was in his mid-60s why he was starting over, why he was a GM again. Which I didn't think was a bad question because remember he said at his introductory press conference, I don't intend to be here very long. I mean, he pretty much said, I'm a short timer here.
He said, I'm a three-year guy until the next guy takes over. Wasn't it Jason Botterill's job was job in waiting, and then it wasn't suddenly.
Although, you know, his name's going to come back up here in no time. I'm waiting for the Penguins reporter or for the NHL reporter to bring him up.
The best tweet I've seen is somebody saying, don't mention Dale Talon's name. If you say it three times, he becomes your GM, like Beetlejuice, which I chuckled at.
It left Craig Riley scrambling. Craig, I don't usually see you very rattled, but you liked where the show was going on paper today, and then you just all of a sudden panicked.
Well, Craig's just mad that hockey is being talked about more.
And not GameStop and Nokia.
Craig was all ready for a show that was going to get simulcast by CNBC.
Craig, maybe that's what Rutherford did. Maybe Rutherford bought low on GameStop, made a cool $10 million in the
last... I don't need this hassle anymore.
I love a big thank you to the friends out there at Reddit. I'd love to shout out the Reddit community. I hope everything's okay. I mean, you know, Ken Campbell, like you said, it's not health related. It does leave me... Here's the net effect. Not ever having this happen, like you start the show by saying this is so rare to just have out of left field news, just leaves me like, it doesn't even leave me with a good feeling about speculating. Like I feel like I'm so blind because I'm so used to there being something that accompanies this. Mm-hmm. Some obvious point A to point B. Here's the cause, here's the effect that people are able to trace back. And the fact that it sounds like to me, aside from some national people getting little tidbits here and there to rule out certain things, everybody collectively is grasping at straws about this.
Bob McKenzie tweets out, Rutherford is in the final year of his contract. Timing of his decision/announcement is so stunning. Rob Rossi wrote a story a while ago on what a difficult year, personally/professionally, it's been for Rutherford. But I'm not sure there's any cause-effect here. Well, lucky for us, we're going to have Rob in 8 minutes.
Yeah, I'm reading the story right now.
Some light on that.
I'm reading it, and it's a lengthy story that I apologize to Rob in advance for having missed when he wrote it, but there's a lot to it.
When did he write it? When? What might have you been doing?
About January 8th.
Were you on vacation?
No.
Just here comes a huge story on the GM, and just didn't feel like getting around to reading it or any.
I might have been yard barking or Beaver County Timesing or, you know, something.
Looking up those big fancy new grills that you're looking to buy or one of them.
Man, I got attacked for the grill thing yesterday. Somebody said I sounded like a member of the bourgeoisie.
Well, we're going to sick our big beat man, Jeff Hathorn, on this story too over at 93.7thefan.com. We'll see what he comes up with on Rutherford. I don't see anything from the Penguins on, you know, maybe they'll have a Zoom call or something. Later today, they do have a new general manager, an interim one, Patrick Elvin, who, believe it or not, becomes the first Swedish GM in NHL history here. But it doesn't look like he's long for the job because everyone is reporting that they're going to conduct a big national search to find, or international search to find, their next GM. So the Penguins even look like a team that was completely taken aback and caught off guard by this.
And they like to control the message, I think, even more than do the Steelers. I think they are more protective of the brand and the message than any team in town.
It's just so weird. Like, I'm thinking about your burnout thing. Even if Rutherford at 71 was watching this team and watching their injuries on defense and was like, I can't, this is overwhelming, it's stressful, it's giving me anxiety. You know, those are the things that usually give a GM the opposite. They live off of that. They get excited by those moments where, okay, now it's my turn possibly to get involved here and make the team better. This is why I'm getting paid millions of dollars. Now I've got to start making trade calls, which Rutherford, I mean, I would think that was his oxygen. No,
he lived for it. What
suddenly changed?
Like a criticism is the guy would occasionally make trades, it seemed like, for the sake of making trades.
And I just think, Chris, the other thing I'll say about this too that is puzzling to me is he is an old school guy, right? He is from a much different generation than you or I or Craig. Those types of people, and I know I'm generalizing here, but hear me out. Those people, once they start something, they almost always finish it. They're not of, like, Jim Rutherford's generation are the type of people that get upset when, you know, kids don't play in bowl games or transfer like five games into their freshman year. Like, they
so
don't
what
like
was,
that.
What constitutes finishing it for him? Like, just finishing this contract?
I mean the season. I mean, to call it quits 7 games in is something that is startling. I mean, if he had said this after or at any point after the loss to Montreal or in the offseason, that would make sense. But to sign on and talk enthusiastically about a team and its chances and just a few days later to, I mean, he just said the other day, it's not Malkin's fault, it's the guys on his line. I mean,
yeah, he was opining and being his usual self about the team
right
days ago, which if this was something that brewed within him for a while, I think it would be very tough and a strain to sort of put on the normal front there and still be just giving regular opinions about the team early on. The other thing I wonder, and I don't know if Rob can shed light on this. I hope he can. Is this one of those things, you ever have something, Pony, Craig, in your lives where it's a pretty big decision and it's something that comes to you all at once, and even though it's spur of the moment, you feel like totally convicted about it? Craig, I know you're thinking about, like, you know, GameStop stock or Nokia stock when I say that, but maybe it's just one day woke up and said, I'm just done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Which, Ben Roethlisberger, if you're listening out there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.